Log Talk Radio.
Basta din.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship.
Pastor Ben. Hello.
Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
Yes, one of the Deacon Newb is on the line. Are you hearing me? Deacon Newb. Hello.
Let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome. Come on, heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on, everybody. My God. Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
Awesome.
Come on. My God.
My God.
Verse 2. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes, I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome. Listen, today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome. You know he's been good, you say.
Yes, this is Pastor Cameron with the Redemption Show, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And we just continue to praise God in the parish of Clarendon in the beautiful island of Jamaica. Hello, world, wherever you are listening. Whether you'll be in Russia, or in Uganda, Kampala City, Canada, England, Julian, America, this is the Redemption Show. And we continue to give God praise and honor and glory. We want to be talking about agriculture today. And we're talking about the Word of Almighty God. So we are giving God praise for his goodness and for his blessing and for his truly never fail. And we know that our God is a God of everything. When he spoke to Moses, he said, and Moses said, what should I call him? What should I tell him that your name is? He said, I am that I am. So we're going to be looking at agriculture this morning. This day, and we're giving God praise and honor and glory for his goodness and his mercy. Hear what he says in John 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean to the words I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, so no more can you except if you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them. Cast them in the fire and they burn. If ye abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what it will, and it shall be done unto you. So this is Jesus. This is Jesus giving us his word. This is the Redemption Show. Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain, a little district called Turtle Pond. And we give God praise and honor and glory. Today we'll be looking at agriculture. Because in St. John 15 it says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, and taketh away that it bring forth more fruit. Abide in me. Now the words that I have, now you are clean through the words which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except if he abide in the vine. No more can he except he abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, he can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. They are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And is my Father glorified that he bear much fruit, so shall he be my disciples. Truly we're giving God thanks for today, for his blessing and for his mercy. And as I said today, when we're talking about agriculture, because truly he's a God of everything. Moses asked him in the wilderness, what shall I tell them that your name is? He said, tell them I am that I am. It means that he will be what he wants to be. And today we're giving him praise and honor and glory for his blessing, because he never failed. For it's not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, said the Lord. Today we serve a mighty God. He never fails. His name, Jesus. And as he speaks from the position of a farmer today, he's telling us that he's the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. And we're glad to know that we serve a God who knows everything, in control of everything. And without him, we can't do nothing. But we must trust in him. We must believe in him. Because he never fails. He know what is good. He know what is bad. He is the vine. And his Father is the husbandman. It is a divine connection. Today we just look to him. We just look to him because he never fails. Because some trust in horses. Some trust in chariot, but we will boast in the name of the Lord. He said, we are clean, now you are clean through the words that I have spoken unto you. And in verse 4, he encouraged us. He says, abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can he except he abide in me. Jesus make it clear, I am the vine, and we are the branches. So we are constantly, as the branch, depending that the vine will bring us nutrients, bring us substance, bring us all that we required for us to prosper. And if we stay in the words, stay in the word of Almighty God, if he abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what ye will and it shall be done unto you. And God is encouraging us today through his word that we stay in the words of Almighty God, abide in the word, and let the word abide in us so that there can be a manifestation of his power and of his goodness and of his blessing in our lives. For we have to abide in him as the branch. We have to abide in him because we are the branches. Abide in the vine. And he's saying to us that if we abide in him and he will abide in us, anything that we are, ask what he will and it shall be done unto you. So today I'm encouraging you to abide in the words of Almighty God. The psalmist says, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I may not sin against thee. And today we have to hide the word of God in our hearts. Enemy cannot pluck it out. Because the enemy don't want us to hear the word. Because the Bible says faith come by hearing. And hearing the words of Almighty God. So once we are hearing the word, it is a seed that is being planted. And Jesus' ministry constantly refers to have to do with agriculture. He was very keen on that. And that's why he referred to us as the branches, and referred to himself as the vine, and referred to his father as the husbandman. The husbandman makes the necessary preparation and takes care of the plant. Because the plant cannot just grow by themselves. The plant needs to be nourished and tendered. And need to be properly looked after. Now Jesus is saying, if we stay in the word, that is how we are going to bear fruit. Stay in the word so that we can stay connected. Because the words will not change. Psalmist said in Psalms 119, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. And today we are giving God thanks that we have his word. We have his word. And without his word, we are nothing. When he put Adam and Eve into the garden, he told them to dress and to keep it. And to the tree to them it shall be for meat. So he took very good care of the plants and the animals. And today we can rejoice with Almighty God because they come around to complete the cycle of life. Because the plants, they breathe in carbon dioxide and breathe out oxygen. We breathe in oxygen and breathe out carbon dioxide. And we are glad today to give God thanks for his goodness and his blessing and for his mercy. And my encouragement to you today is to stay in the word. We are the vine. We are the branches. Jesus is the vine. And the Father takes care. What a connection. What a connection we have with the Master. He says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. It is important that our life reflect the teachings of Almighty God. It is important that we, as the psalmist said, walk in the counsel. Do not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. In the same Psalm 1, it says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. This is the Redemption Show. Pastor Rowan Kerman coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And we are waiting our guests as we're going to be focusing on agriculture this evening. Because agriculture is the lifeblood of an economy. Nation is as powerful as it can feed itself. So today we're giving God thanks to be on this particular subject. And experts they are here, they will talk about it. Because truly, we serve a God who is a God of everything. That's why he said, I am that I am. And today he's encouraging us through his word said, herein is my Father glorified, that he bear much fruit. Man, there's nothing to a farmer than when he see that produce that he plant come to ripe. And it is wonderful. It bears much fruit. And today, even our lives can be productive and be fruitful if we stay in the word of Almighty God. He says, if you keep my commandments and you abide in my love, even if I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love, these things I have spoken to you that your joy may be full. And we are glad today that the Master has left us with his words so that we can stay in the word, live by the word, because the word is fruitful. The psalmist said, come and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusted in him. Today we are giving God praise for his goodness and for his blessing, because there is none like him. Psalmist says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. So many things are happening in Clarendon, and we just continue to praise God, give him all the honor and the glory. Tomorrow, the Brandon Primary School will be going to the finals of the Scotia Cricket, Kiddies Cricket. And this will be played at Sabina Park tomorrow morning, 9:30. Brandon School will be there. They were there last year. And they lost at the semifinal. They lost at the semifinal stage. But this year, we are back with a vengeance. We are not leaving Kingston without a title. And the team is fired up. We are all fired up. The principal is fired up. The coach is fired up. They'll be riding into Kingston tomorrow morning to begin the quest to take Brandon Hill into history, to bring home that Scotia Bank title for 2017. Last year when they played, they got the most disciplined team for the entire island of Jamaica. And they were runner-up first in the history of Brandon Hill cricket team has reached thus far. They were parish champions last year. They were regional champions. And this year, they are parish champions again, and they are also regional champions. And tomorrow, it's going to be a showdown at Sabina Park. They'll be going up against the other regions. But we are confident that we're going to win. We know that we're going to win. We're going to take home that title tomorrow. We'll be coming back to Brandon Hill to celebrate. And Sangha says, celebrate Jesus, celebrate. We're going to be coming back to celebrate Jesus. Because this is what we do. We lift him up and we praise him. And we honor him and we glorify him. So this is the Redemption Show with Pastor Ron Cameron. And I'm expecting some guests on the line. And we just trust God that they will be able to break through. Sometimes this communication can be such endurance. Nevertheless, God is still God wherever he is. He never changed. And you continue to trust in him and to seek his face for his goodness and for his blessing and for his mercy. What a mighty God we serve. Pastor, didn't you want to take a break? Pastor Den? continue to praise God for his blessing, for his mercy. I don't hear any of the other guests on the line. Dr. J, are you there? Carmen, are you there? Deacon Newby, are you there? This is the Redemption Show of Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you live from the center of the island at the foot of the Bullet Mountain, the district called Turtle Pond. Carmen, are you there? Dr. J. Pastor Den, send me a text. Send me a text, Pastor Den. Can't hear a thing. Don't know what is happening.
Hallelujah.
By the Father's only Son.
Pastor Ben?
Yes, sir. I think the deacon might be on now, so I can go ahead, sir, and introduce him.
Good evening, Radio Land. Here speaking. This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in the center of Jamaica. Like a district called Turtle Pond in the parish of Clarendon. And we love to praise God Almighty of a great farming here. We produce almost everything up here. And we just continue to give God praise for his honor and glory. It is said that the soil in North Clarendon is one of the best in Jamaica. Matter of fact, Clarendon used to be the bread basket of Jamaica long before St. Elizabeth was. But we just continue to trust in the Lord. You have Deacon Newby on the line, a well-known agriculturist. And he knows, man, anything he plants will grow. It will flourish. And he's on the line. Good evening, Deacon Newby. Deacon Newby.
I think he went off, so you have to. He just went off, so I think you have to wait till he come back. But I can go and play some music, or you can carry on, sir.
Yes, man, sir. Tomorrow will be a special day for Brandon Hill. And we just continue to trust the Lord that, you know, we are excited that they will bring home the title. We are confident because God is on our side. We are a praying school. And as a school pastor, I just give God glory for his blessing and his mercy. Truly, the school year has been a wonderful one. And all we can declare, the school master says only the best is good enough. And we can declare what a mighty God serves. This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron, coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a district called Turtle Pond in the parish of Clarendon, which is the center of Jamaica. And truly, we are giving God thanks for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Come with us. A well-known agriculturist, a man by the name of Deacon Newby, a man who loves God and loves the farm. He farms everything. And we're giving God thanks today to have him on the show at such a short notice. And we know he has a lot of things to talk about, especially in agriculture. He loves it. If it's one man I know that loves agriculture, is Deacon Newby. And anything he plants, man, it will grow. So we are very happy to have you, sir. Good evening, Deacon Newby. Pastor Ben? Pastor Ben?
When I get weak, I'm sustained by your help. Oh. You carry me on wings like an eagle. You carry me so I won't go astray. When my heart is torn, you send your light of truth to light my way. You hold me in your arms with sweet assurance. You never let me go, comes what may.
Deacon Newby, are you there? Hello? Deacon Newby? This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron. waiting for our guest, our agriculturist, a man who knows a lot about agriculture. And I'm sure he'll be on this evening to speak to us. His name is Deacon Newby. This man has been in agriculture for many, many years. And he's very successful at it. He's one of the most successful farmers you have in this northern Clarendon. And we are very happy indeed to have him on the show this evening at a very short notice. So we are very glad to have Deacon Newby on the show. We have some problem connecting him, but we are confident that he will be here. He was even to speak 10 minutes about agriculture. He knows a lot, and I'm sure we'll be able to learn from him this evening. A man who has make a living from just tilling the soil. And he's very good. So we are excited about speaking to him concerning his craft, which he loves so much to his heart. Deacon, are you there? We just continue to give God his goodness and his blessing. Tomorrow, as I said, the Brandon School will be going to the finals. And we are excited here in Turkupan, Brandon Hill. Four guys from Turkupan is on the team. Isn't God good? So we have lots of future. Chris Gale. Lots of future. Brian Lara. Lots of future. Michael Holding. Lots of future. Courtney Walsh. Lots of future. Marlon Samuels. Lots of future, George Edley. Lots of futures, Maurice Foster. Everton Mattis. John Gordon. Great kickers. Lots of future, Lawrence Rowe. My God. I tell you, we are excited about Brandon Hill. And truly, we I giving God praise. The last year they went to the semifinal at Sabina Park and they lost. But this year God has helped them. Everybody that comes in their way, they beat them up. Man, they beat up St. Thomas More Prep really bad. When they reached the finals of the parish, they beat St. Thomas More. And they when they reach the regional final. Man, they give St. John's Primary of St. Catherine a proper beating. So we are on our way to Sabina Park. And any team that we meet at Sabina Park tomorrow, they're going to get a proper beating. Because we are the champions. We are the champion. Brandon is the champion. This is the Redemption Show. Pastor Rowan Cameron coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain, which you call Turkupan. The parish of Clarendon, the center of Jamaica. And we give God praise and honor and glory for his blessing and for his mercy. Deacon Newby, are you there? Hello? And glory for his blessing and for his mercy. Deacon Newby, are you there? Deacon Newby, are you there? Deacon Newby. Hello. Pastor Dan? Dr. J? Carmen?
I'm here. Good afternoon.
Carmen, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Man, I'm giving God praise. I am excited about tomorrow because my school will be going to Sabina Park tomorrow. And last year we were badly beaten by a school from Westmoreland, and I tell you, we're going back with a vengeance. So we're going to be champions this year for sure. So somebody's going to be crying, but it's not going to be me. by the way, Carmen, I did some research on you, you know. I noticed that you said you went to a Godfrey Stewart.
Yes.
principal at Godview now is a man by the name of Mr. Ferran. Did you know where, did you know where he's from? Did you know which school he did teach? Mr. Ferran.
No, I don't know anything about him. When I used to go there, it was Mr. Godfrey Stewart. That's who they named the school after.
Right. The school now, is the principal name is Mr. Ferran.
Okay.
And he's coming straight from Clarendon to Godfrey Stewart. And I heard he's doing a wonderful job there. So anywhere we go, Caledonian just continue to do a wonderful job everywhere. And tomorrow, we're going to do a wonderful job at Sabina Park for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Is Deacon Newby on the line? Deacon Newby. Dr. J on the line? Dr. J. Carmen, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Yes, man. So we're really excited about tomorrow, man. This is all about tomorrow. The team, they were training yesterday. They're training today. I saw the principal today. I saw the coach today. And they are fired up. And they even tell me that when they win tomorrow, next year they're going to be on the show. We are so confident. Even yesterday we had a meeting with the president of Clarendon Cricket Association. He came up to Brennan School to meet with the team and meet with other players and meet with other stakeholders in cricket. You know, so we are excited, man. We are excited. We are on fire. For tomorrow,
so,
we're not leaving that trophy. We're leaving that trophy when we left.
What sports they're going to have tomorrow?
Huh?
What sports they're going to have tomorrow?
Cricket.
Okay.
Tomorrow, at Sabina Park will be the final for the Scotiabank Kiddies Cricket.
Okay.
And Brandon Hill School, we are the champion for Clarendon. And we are also the regional champion. So tomorrow it's really all coming down to at Sabina Park.
Wow.
And the entire school is excited about it. And we're looking forward to it, man. Tomorrow, I don't think anybody's going to sleep tonight in France. Everybody, and especially in Turkopan. Four guys from the team, a team of 11, four guys are starting from Turkopan. So, man, we are so excited. I tell you, it's unbelievable. The atmosphere is charged with great expectation because when they bring Mommy Trophy tomorrow, it will be the first in the history of the school that was started in 18-something. The principal told me the school was started in 18-something, and it's going to be the first time. Last year was the first time we were the final. We did not take home the trophy. Last year, we were the most disciplined team for the entire island. Brandon School was the most disciplined team in the entire island of Jamaica for the Scotia Kiddies Cricket. And this year now we are now the parish champion for Clarendon, and we are the regional champion for this entire district here. And we are heading to the finals tomorrow, and as I said before, we are taking home that trophy. So how is Westmoreland, Carmen?
Well, as far as I've heard, it's, you know, the norm. I'm not there, you know.
Yeah, I know. I thought you just, you know, you keep in touch.
And I always, you know, get a little news now and then from there. But it's the usual.
I know Westmoreland is a parish that produced Cleveland Davids. And I think Anita is a very cricketer. And I believe that guy Barrett used to be the Reggae Boys goalkeeper. I think he's from that side too.
Mm-hmm.
From that side. Yeah, but we are excited and we are giving God thanks for his blessing and for his mercy. Looking forward to talking to you know, a great man in agriculture. He knows a lot, okay? I don't know what's happening. He must be having a problem with the credit or something like that.
Okay.
Nevertheless, we have to continue on the redemption show as we give God thanks for his blessing and for his mercy, our show, which is far and wide, and we cover many areas. We love Black history. It is said of this man by the name of James Carver. He was kicked out of one of the universities in the South because he was a Black man. And he went and he did research all by himself on peanuts. And today, whatever you eat in peanuts, there's so much byproducts from peanuts.
Oh.
And we have to give credit to a Black man by the name of James Carver. He did all the research on peanuts. And today we can enjoy peanuts. Butter, peanuts, all types of things that comes from peanuts. Also in the terms of Black history, long before Usain Bolt, there's a man from America by the name of Jesse Owens. In 1936, he won 4 gold medals at the Olympic Stadium there in Berlin, watched by Adolf Hitler. And when Adolf Hitler saw his plight, he refused to recognize a Black man with great potentials. He never believed that a Black man could win 4 gold medals. And when Jesse Owen went up to shook his hand, Adolf Hitler refused. He refused to shake the great man's hand because he was a Black man, Jesse Owens. So today when we see Usain Bolt doing exploits, we must remember the great Jesse Owens. He ran the 100, 200, the 4x1. And he was a long jumper. He set the record. I think he was one of the first men that jumped 26 feet. Jesse Owens, the American. This is the Redemption Show. The Pastor Roman Cameron coming to you live from the foot of the Bullet Mountain in a little district called Turtle Pond. And we give God praise and honor and glory for his goodness and his blessing. Uganda, Kampala City, are you listening in? We give God praise and honor and glory. Russia, Robinsons, are you listening in? This is the Redemption Show. We cover all over. New Zealand, Hong Kong, Canada, are you listening? America, England, Julian and the crew, are you listening? Oh, it's Joy. This is the Redemption Show. With Pastor Rohan Cameron. We are praising Almighty God for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Deacon Newby on the line. Deacon Newby, come on and talk about agriculture, man. Are you here, Deacon Newby? Are you hearing? Come in, Deacon Newby. Man who knows a lot about agriculture. I can hear something, but I'm not hearing clear. Are you hearing me, Deacon Newby? Wonder if it's a bad connection. Are you there, Carmen? Jackie, are you there? Carmen, are you there? Jackie, are you there? Deacon Newby, are you there? Whoa, today's a bad connection.
Greetings.
This is the Redemption
is Jacqueline.
Soul.
I'm here.
Right. To God be the glory, great things he has done. This is the Redemption Show. And today is the 96th day of the year. The 96th day of the year. The fourth month of the year for 2017. And we continue to praise God for his goodness and his blessing and his mercy. Because he never fails. And that is why he said in St. John, I am the true vine. And we're looking into him today. Because he's the true vine. When Jacob is the true vine, you must, you will and you must produce good fruit. Because a good tree must bear good fruit. And we're giving God thanks for his goodness. And that's why the Bible it speaks about fruit of the Spirit. There are nine fruit of the Spirit. And the first one is love. Love, joy, peace. But we need to talk about love some more. It's a fruit of the Spirit. It's the fruit of the Spirit. And matter of fact, if you don't have love, the next eight, you can't have them either. Because there are nine fruit of the Spirit, and the first one is love. And if you don't have love, the rest of them are going to dry up. So we are still giving God thanks for his goodness and his mercy. Let it be. That is why Jesus said, by the fruit you shall know them. By the fruit you shall know them. This shall all men know that you are my disciple when you love one another. So let it be that we love one another. There are different types of love. Well, we are talking about the agape love that's come from Almighty God. That's what we need to have for one another, the divine agape love, the love that forgives. The love that lets us care for one for another. The love that allows us to be our brother keeper. Oh, I tell you, this is the Redemption Show. I want to take something here from the book. The autobiography of Martin Luther King Jr. And it says here, it is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note. And as far as our citizens of color are concerned, instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the bank of injustice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vault of opportunity of this nation. So we have come to cash this check, a check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom and the security of justice. My God, Martin Luther speaking there on the Washington Mall, one of the greatest speech I have ever heard. And I've ever read Martin Luther King Jr. This is still the Redemption Show. With your host, Pastor Rowan Cameron, waiting for Pastor Ben and Dr. J. Jackie's in the studio. So it's Carmen. And we're waiting for Deacon Newby. Is he there? Pastor Ben? I hear music. Are we on a break or what? We're still live, Pastor Ben? Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. I'm an heir of salvation. purchase of God, born of His Spirit, and I'm washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is the Redemption Show with Pastor Rowan Cameron. And I love to sing, man. One songwriter said, "Pass me not, O gentle Savior, hear my humble cry. While another thou art calling, do not pass me by."
Yes, sir. Welcome, welcome. Good.
Is Deacon Newby on the line?
No, sir. No, he's not yet. He's not on the line. He's not on tonight. Okay. So I briefly heard you mention the team from Brandon Hill Primary School that they're doing exceptionally well.
Yes, man. Tomorrow the entire Turkey Pan Brandon Hill Connors' cock shop. You know, we are all excited, Bullet. We are all excited for tomorrow, because tomorrow will be the finals of the Scotia Kiddies Cricket. And Brandon will be going to Sabina Park. We'll be leaving here from 7 o'clock to journey to Kingston to get ready for match 9:30.
So are they in the final and semifinals?
They're not coming back home without the trophy.
Repeat that.
They are not coming back home without the trophy. As a matter of fact, I spoke with the principal and the coach this evening, and they told me that when they win the trophy tomorrow, they will be on next week.
Okay, all right. Wow. That sounds good.
Redemption Show, when they win that trophy tomorrow.
Yes, yes. Champion of Clarendon. Oh, yes.
Yeah, man, that's who we are. Last year we went to Sabina Park and we lost. But this year we are going back with a vengeance.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Experience. That experience side. So good.
So who's Dr. J?
No, I'm heard from her.
Yes, man, we are giving God thanks for His goodness and for His mercy. The president of Clarendon Cricket Association was at Brandon School yesterday. I was there at that meeting.
Okay.
And he's excited about what is happening in the northern section of Clarendon, and he wants the entire Clarendon. There's gonna be a pilot project where we're gonna be introducing cricket very, very, very young kids in the basic school. So that will be our first to be unprecedented.
Yes. Wow. Clarendon coming home with a trophy. That's great. Okay, so another note, always the program going for July 8th, as all roads lead to Brandon Hill and July 8th. For that great grand finale.
Yes, man. A lot of preparation has been made for the grand concert and fun day. You know, to support this worthy community for the erecting of a school fence. And July the 8th, starting at 10 a.m. in the morning, and we're gonna be kicking off with a wonderful fun day. All types of games and giveaway, grab bags, sack race, potato race, egg and spoon race, all types of stuff will be happening at the Brandon Hill Primary School on July the 8th, that's Saturday, July the 8th. So bring out your family, come down for a vacation. As a matter of fact, it will be two events taking place that weekend. The Saturday will be the fun day, and the Sunday will be the NJDR Foundation. And they'll be coming down to all the areas around Brandon Hill and Top Hill and Cockshop and Wedgell and Petersville and Santa Maria. Bullet, all over. And we're going to be, and we are excited about it. But not only will they be coming to serve those areas, man, they go out to every parish, the rest of Clarendon, St. Anne, St. Catherine, anywhere you come from, anywhere you want to come from and come to the health fair.
Yeah, Florida, New York. Wow.
Yes, man, anywhere the global radio show has been heard. Invite them to come, man. July, come down for a wonderful time in July.
Wow. Come inside. So, Radio Lawn, you're listening. It's Brandon Hill, Primary School, July 8th. All roads lead to Brandon Hill. The best landmark, if you go to the foot of the mountain, wherever you are in Jamaica, head to the foot of the Bullet Mountain. You can't miss Brandon Hill School.
Can't miss, man. Any road you turn, man. So if you turn a Penance, just ask them where Brandon Hill is. And if you turn a Kelly's, just ask them where Brandon Hill is. And if you come from Shooter Inn, just ask them where Brandon Hill is. Anywhere you turn, even if you come up from Arthur Seat, ask them where Brandon Hill is. If you come from Cross Hill Inn, just ask them where Brandon Hill is. All road will lead to Brandon Hill. On July 8th, I tell you, it's going to be a good time as we give praise to Almighty God for His blessing and His mercy.
Jackie is from California. Carmen is from Rhode Island. Well, it doesn't matter where you are in the world. July the 8th, don't be late.
Yes, and I have some friends in Russia too. I know that they're going to be here for the holidays, so July the 8th will be on their calendar, man. It's going to be a good time. And all of my friends listening in Africa, Uganda, Kampala City, yes, man, just come to Jamaica. Come, you don't have to worry about anything else. No worry about where you stay, no worry about where you're going to eat, no worry about them stuff, there, man, because it's going to be a wonderful time.
I have some work colleagues, and like five of them are planning, but I know they're not. All of them not going to get the time off. To go to Jamaica that particular weekend.
Well, you know, we can, whenever time they choose, man, that's Jamaica, you know, it's a fun place to be, you know that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, absolutely.
And also, Pastor Ben, you know, this idea came to me. People who want to come for evangelism and stuff like that, they could come to, you know, because there's a lot of activities taking place all over Jamaica. There's going to be a big show on Easter Monday at the indoor arena with Papa San and Kevin Downswell and you know, it's Jeremy and Edwards. It's going to be an awesome show. You know, those guys are the big stage. So many guys, you hardly have so much gospel artists at one stage in one night. It's gonna be fantastic, man.
Wow. It says, but you know, Brandon Hill will take center stage. Doesn't matter who at the national stadium.
No, this show at the arena, at the indoor arena, is going to be Easter Monday.
Oh, Easter Monday.
What's right, Easter
next,
Monday.
Next week.
Right, so it's going to be on Easter Monday at the indoor arena. And I am saying that it's the first time we have so many, you know, top artists performing at a gospel concert. I think you have Papa San, you have Kevin Downswell, Jeremy and Edwards, Randall Positive. It's an awesome show, man. It's an awesome show that's going to take place Easter Monday at the indoor arena.
Wow. That's so excited.
Yeah, I really sound excited.
Yeah, man, the place is a buzz, man, because Papa San hardly perform here. One of the biggest artists you have now is Kevin Downswell. You know that song says, "You made me stronger." That song, he's mashing up the place, man, and stuff like that.
I played one of his songs earlier.
Right. So that's Kevin Downswell, and the guy now, a new guy, his name is Randall Positive. Man, that guy is good. That guy is good, man. He said, cover me under your blood. I tell you, man.
Okay. Yeah. That's up, guys. Okay. That sounds good. Top guy. Alright, so the agricultural man is on tonight, so hopefully we get him next week. And I'll tell you, big things coming in next week. I think we will have an upgrade and an update, at least an update on the station. So we should have some big coming through.
All right, so we just continue on. And as I said, you know, the brand new school will be celebrated tomorrow at Sabina Park. So, man, we're looking forward to that. And we just continue to trust the Lord for his goodness. And they have never brought back a trophy to brand new. So tomorrow is special. We want to bring back that trophy tomorrow.
Yeah. Wow. All right, so sound good, good Bishop. Very good. So next week you give us the good news.
Yes, man. So I'll be back here next week to tell you all that is happening and stuff like that, and we're gonna because we need to get somebody from the RADA, but they are saying that the ministry have to approve what they're gonna say. They can't just come on the air and talk about it. I have never heard anything like that. You know, but this is what it is. You just can't even trust God.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, we need something, an official statement that farmers can, go by. You heard about that, what they do and how farmers can access, their service. So that's, we welcome that official statement.
All right, so we just try and get everything out of our next week and we go from there.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, Carmen, all right, Jackie and Pastor Ben, take care. And we just continue to trust God for his goodness.
Have a good night.
Good night.
Yes, man. God bless. See you next week.
You're welcome.
Good night.
Thank you, sir.
Won't stop till I touch you. You're my destination. Lord, you're all I got. Nothing can deter me. Said I won't stop. Every